Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to your program, Like Muhammad, with me, Javed Akberi. Well, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, lived for 23 years after he received the first revelation. His life is full of examples, stories, full of facts which are instructive for the listener, for our audience, and for everyone who reads these stories. They are instructive in one way or the other. Today we are going to narrate a few stories about the Prophet's life. This give you some examples about some of the events that took place in his life. Of course, we cannot cover all the examples, all the stories. But inshallah, in a few episodes to come, we will just narrate a few incidents that took place in the life of the Prophet. And these are incidents that are highly educative and highly instructive. Now, an important example is the example of cooperation. There is a story which I will just mention, but cooperation is actually to work together for a common good. It is to undertake a job in which everyone plays his part sincerely to finish it, of course. That is what cooperation means. And of course, people in cooperation with each other pool actually their resources for their common benefit. We come to hear or see cooperative societies established here and there in many countries. Their benefit has been dignity of labor and self-dependence. Of course, that's what cooperation leads to. Cooperation leads to self-dependence. And obviously, the cooperative movement has been the cause of rapid economic progress in many countries. Unless countries cooperate with one another, unless those countries cooperate with each other, they are not likely to make any progress. So there's a story of an old man who was on his deathbed. He called his sons and asked them to break a bundle of sticks which was bound together. Although the sons were strong and tried hard to break it, they failed. The old man then advised them to untie the bundle and to break the sticks separately. Every one of them could do so very easily. So the bundle of sticks is like cooperation and working together in unity, of course, which cannot be destroyed. And this is what cooperation is. Cooperation is strength. Cooperation is prosperity, and cooperation results in strength. There is no doubt about it. Now, when it comes to the story which we are going to mention about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam was once traveling with his companions. They stopped at a place to have something to eat and, of course, then rest. They decided to slaughter a sheep and roast it. And of course, this is a very famous story mentioned in different Shia and Sunni sources about the Holy Prophet of Islam. So it is said that one of the companions of the Holy Prophet said, "I shall do the slaughtering." And then the other companion said, "I shall remove the skin." And then the third one said, "I shall do the roasting." So each one of them volunteered to do one piece of work. Now the Prophet of Islam said, "I shall collect and bring the firewood from the forest." Let's have a short break, dear brothers and sisters. And of course, we will come back with the continuation of the story.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Laik Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. We talked about a story about the Prophet of Islam was once traveling with his companions. They stopped at a place. Now the Prophet of Islam said, "I shall collect and bring the firewood from the forest." The companions of the Holy Prophet, hearing this, said, "O Prophet of Islam, you need not take the trouble. We shall attend to everything. You don't need to bring woods. We are here, we are at your service." But what did the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family say? The Prophet said, "I know you can do everything, but I do not like to enjoy a preferential treatment. Yes, I don't want to get that treatment from you." So God Almighty does not like to see a person distinguishing himself from his companions. That was why the Prophet of Islam brought firewood from the forest. And of course, this is one of the examples set by the Prophet of Islam on cooperation and working together for a common good. This example shows us clearly that in order for a community, in order for a group of people to achieve their goals, it is actually necessary for them to work hand in hand together, to cooperate with each other. And of course, the society, the human community is based on cooperation, on give and take. So I myself need my friend's help, my friend needs my assistance, and my neighbors need my help and assistance, I need theirs. And this is what cooperation is about. Of course, cooperation, as I said, is to work together for a common good, a common good. If, first of all, there we need to set the goal. And in order to achieve that goal, everybody has to work towards achieving that goal. Now, if there is a family, that family must have a goal. It must have an economic goal. It must have, for example, an educational goal. It must have any other goals. Like, for example, if a family wants to get one of their sons or daughters married, so it's necessary for all the family members to work together and to help that son or daughter get married. Otherwise, obviously, the goal that they are trying to pursue and the goal they want to achieve will not be achieved. So in a cooperative society, actually, everyone has to undertake a responsibility. Everybody has to undertake a task. And everybody has to play a part in order to help achieve a certain goal. Now, this example about the Prophet collecting wood and helping his companions is a very concrete example of cooperation. The Holy Prophet did not want a preferential treatment from his companions. He also wanted to take part in cooking and of course, preparing the food. And of course, he did it and did not want to be excluded from this responsibility. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.